You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. If you've ever ridden on San Francisco's Municipal Transportation Service, Muni, you've probably glanced at the map on the side of the bus shelter, even if it was just to stave off the boredom of waiting for the bus. The map we've had for some 30 years now is basically just a road map with transit lines on top of it. It's dense with information, but somehow it still doesn't tell us some of the most basic things Muni riders want to know. Like, how long, realistically, will I be waiting out here in the fog trying to get to the grocery store? So a while back, a mapmaker and a city planner got together to design a new map that tells more by saying less. It's part of San Francisco's new Muni Forward campaign. KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma went out to take a look.
When city planner Jay Primus first moved out to San Francisco's Richmond District, he made a big mistake.
I wanted to go downtown. I just jumped on the 2 Clement.
Oof, bad choice. The 2 Clement only comes every 25 minutes and stops every 2 blocks. And the 38R, formerly the 38L, one block over, will take you there a lot faster. But a newcomer like Primus had no way to know that what he was doing was wrong.
On the existing map, those transit lines look exactly the same. They have the same visual importance.
The experience triggered something inside of Primus. He loved thinking about maps and transit systems. Map-making technology was getting better. Making a new Muni map seemed like the perfect project. What he needed was a partner in crime.
Once I found David Wiggins, who was the collaborator with this, a professional cartographer, we decided that we would give it a shot, and kind of just for the fun of it. That was 11 years ago.
Making good maps takes time, and this was a passion project, which means they did it outside work hours, for free. The two men hit the books, studying transit maps from all over the world, and Muni maps from 8 decades ago. And they found that some of those old design concepts were surprisingly relevant.
Let me pull this up real fast.
Sitting in his house, he shows me slides of the old maps.
This map from 1930 shows really clearly where transit operates. It's not the prettiest, but it really works.
Because transit then was mostly rail lines, the map is just a series of aesthetically clean black lines, tracing some of the city's most popular routes, like the Powell cable car. Then we flip ahead to the 70s, and I feel like I'm in a time machine.
We start to see really funny colors.
Yeah, so if we were just to describe this to someone on the radio, like the entire background is pink, kind of. Like it's like the bay, entire bay is like magenta.
Mm-hmm. With some orange vinyl.
When Wiggins and Primus started on their own map, they created a system of color-coded lines of varying thickness to indicate which buses showed up more often. A throwback to Primus's first days in San Francisco.
The key difference was trying to show frequency more clearly so that at a glance, you could very quickly get a feel for where there's transit more often.
There's a lot of thoughtful detail in the finished product. From the colors they chose, to the lowercase font they used, to the way they oriented street names to make everything easier to read. It's better. But will people use it? To find out, I did that thing reporters often do. I lurked outside of bus stations across the city and bugged unsuspecting riders to tell me what they thought.
Hi, I'm Shanice, and I'm going home.
Do you ever look at the map?
No.
Do you know that there's a new map?
No. Like, if I'm going somewhere that I, like, a specific address, then you can get, like, on Google Maps. But I don't really, like, read a map.
Where am I going? I'm going home in the Excelsior District on Naples Street.
And what bus are you going to take?
The O'Shaughnessy.
Do you ever look at the map?
No, I don't need to. I've been here since 1958.
Have you been using the bus maps that have been here?
No, I use the app.
Why is the app better than a map?
It's more convenient.
I talked to tourists, longstanding locals, and recently arrived students, all who said they didn't use the old map, let alone realize there was a new one. Google Maps loomed large in most of the responses, which brings up another question. In a lot of ways, digital maps are easier to use, but they only take us exactly where we want to go. What do we lose when we don't see the whole picture?
There's something really integral to the city and experiencing it and actually creating it and making place by experiencing places that you might not normally get to. My name is Allison Arieff. I'm the editorial director of SPUR, which is an urban planning and policy think tank.
I called Arieff because she recently curated an exhibition of local maps called Urban Cartography. As she sees it, a map is a historical document. It's a conversation starter, a snapshot of a city, a story in the making. And it provides something really, really important: context.
If you look at that map and you can get a sense of what neighborhoods are being served, what neighborhoods aren't being served, there's equity issues that are imbued within that map, and where the Muni map goes shows us where people go every day, how far some people have to go.
And, by extension, how their lives are shaped by the city's public transportation.
I definitely think this map signals a commitment to public transit, and in particular, public transit as a public good.
Right now, there are a lot of different kinds of transit in the city. The private market is expanding. But those options aren't accessible to lots of people. Having a Muni map that makes clear where the bus goes and how often it goes there can help guide city officials towards what they need to improve, for the benefit of everyone. Jay Primus says there is another reason to make a print map. Whether they use them or not, people seem to really like them.
Maybe it's a little like asking, are printed books relevant anymore? Maybe I'm just kind of old school, but there's nothing like having a book in your hand compared to something electronic.
A lot of people I talked to on the streets echoed the sentiment. One guy said that he uses a print map after he successfully gets somewhere to better understand Google Maps logic. One woman reminisced about how she used to navigate with print maps during road trips with her mom. And then there's people like my dad, Sanford Kingsley. He's lived here all his life and knows how to get everywhere in astounding, sometimes excessive, detail. But he's always examined the maps.
There was a section between the white pages and the yellow pages that had the Muni map and a description of all the routes. And when the new phone book would come out, I would study it as a kid.
What sort of things would you look at?
Just to see what had changed, if at all, or to learn where buses went in a different part of the city than I lived.
Map nerds like my dad can look forward to studying the new map inside bus shelters around town. As for Primus, the map maker, he's looking forward to seeing how his vision of San Francisco fits into the city's greater narrative. After all, a good map doesn't just show us what our city looks like. It also asks us who we want to be. Near a bus stop in Visitation Valley, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma for Cross Currents.